step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Extra Credit Fridays highlights our most mind-blowing moments of real wisdom and practical advice from our amazing guests. So get ready to raise your personal and professional GPA in just a few quick minutes.
What's going on, fam? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. This is Extra Credit Fridays. This is where we go back and give you some of the most iconic conversations with some of our favorite guests in less than 5 minutes. And today, you're in for a treat. We go back to episode 151 with none other than best-selling author Marshawn Evans Daniels. This was one of the most spectacular episodes. We talked about confidence, you know, developing as a womanpreneur, helping so many people as a reinvention strategist, and more. Sit back and relax. Enjoy this extra credit episode with Marshawn Evans Daniels.
This episode is sponsored by the Now What Academy. The Now What Academy is for entrepreneur-minded individuals that want to take their career or business to the next level, where you get to go one-on-one with me and get the insights you need to grow, get your plan down on paper, the word out to social media, and exclusive access. And if this is something you're interested in, our students have received amazing results. Find out more at www.schoolsovernowwhat.com.
I think people right now, right, they're saying, okay, I'm getting this. The things are clicking. But my question is, okay, how do I overcome that? So I've been living in a house. My parents have been telling me these things. People before me have been telling me these things. Maybe perhaps, you know, like you mentioned, when you were in school, a teacher or even a coach placed those things on them. Like, how do they overcome that?
Yeah. You know, I'm really grateful for my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Eager. I was about to get in trouble again. I said something smart in class, and he actually called me out into the hallway, which I wasn't a foreign experience for me to be asked to step out of class. And he had this face that I had seen many a time where he was frustrated again, mad at me. I was used to adults. What really my teachers and really was just used to white adults always being mad at me now that I'm thinking about it. And I was ready for the normal response that I was used to getting. And then something changed in his countenance and he softened and he said, you know, you can be more than you think you can if you first think you can. And that was a massively important defining moment in my life. It was the first time that someone other than my parents and other than someone in a church environment had told me that I mattered and that I didn't have to experience this. That was my normal, but I didn't have to experience it. So I want to say that to whoever is listening. You don't have to continue to experience anything that you don't want to experience. Everything in your life, especially as an adult, you allow and you invite. You know, we all have circumstances that put us in a position, but I just want to let you know that God desires the things that you desire. The Bible says in Psalm 37:4 that God gives us the desires of our heart. And what the word desire in its root word, deseo, means of the Father. If you can come and just dare to believe bigger to a point that your life actually does matter, that you are an extension of God's actual DNA, that your life is not your own, that you have something that is important and necessary inside of you. And if you don't believe that, you can borrow my faith for right now. If you can believe that and recognize that even just having the desire for more means that you have the support of all of heaven behind you. And that to me is just the beginning of a shift. I always say in all of my coaching programs that every life shift begins with a mind shift. I'm going to say that again. Every life shift begins with a mind shift. It is a core principle that I teach in Believe Bigger. And it is the shift to believe that you're worthy, that you matter, and that your desires are also divine is part of the way that we begin to at least give ourselves permission to now deconstruct all of the dirt, all of the stuff that no longer belongs. And as you were talking and asking this question, I thought about, there is a part inside of the book, Believe Bigger, where I walk you through how to go through and look at what are the things that you learned that you need to keep to take you into this next season? And what are the things that you need to recognize that were maybe good then, but they're not going to be tied to your greatness? What got you out of Egypt, right? Many of us got out of whatever circumstance that we didn't want to be in, but the question here really is, school's over now, what, right? Yeah. Like what's next?
Yeah.
What got you out of Egypt will not necessarily get you into your promised land. And So walking you through this three-step process of how to identify with, and many, here's the hardest part.
What's the hardest
is that
part?
Some of these things are going to completely deconstruct your actual identity and understanding of yourself. And if you're not willing to do that work, you don't really want what's next. Really want what's next, because it's not easy. It's not pretty to shed the parts of you and to actually go through the process of not learning, but unlearning.
Hi, guys. If you enjoy this inspirational clip from my past episode of the show, then you will enjoy my free ebook where we share success tips with former guests filled with valuable insights from our favorite episodes now. Just visit www.schoolsovernowwhat.com.